This episode is brought to you by EY. How can EY teams help you create a better version of your company? We work with you to turn data into greater insights, invest to drive growth, and realize your strategic vision through thoughtful implementation. Visit ey.com/reimagine to learn more.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal wherever you get your podcast.
And watch on Bloomberg Originals, Bloomberg Television, or BTV Plus.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Masser and Bloomberg Quick Takes Tim Stenovic on Bloomberg Radio.
So if you're looking for an outperformer, you've got to check out shares of Build-A-Bear Workshop because the stock, at least heading into today's session, was up almost 390% this year. Company today reported record revenues, a special cash dividend, plus a $25 million share buyback. And I got to say, we had a fair share of the company's stuffed animals in our home when my daughter was growing up.
Hey, you know what? After today's 27% increase in the share price.
It's one of my gainers of the day.
It's up 407% this year, Carol.
Yeah, it's been on such a run. So let's get to it. Joining us from the New York Stock Exchange is Sharon Price-John. She is Build-A-Bear Workshop's president and CEO. Sharon, so nice to have you here with Tim and myself. Sounds like things are going really well. Give us some color on the quarter that was and the outlook that you expect it to be.
Yeah, thank you so much. And certainly appreciate you being a customer of ours over the years. I always love to hear that. But we did announce this morning record revenues and pre-tax income for fiscal 2021 third quarter. As you mentioned, we declared a special dividend and authorized that stock buyback program, but also raised annual guidance. And, we're looking at a revenue number that's the best in about a decade, as well as that pre-tax income that I was speaking of. That's the best in our corporate history for the third quarter and the first three quarters of the year.
Yeah, go ahead, Carol.
Well, you know, one thing I just wanted to ask you, Sharon, is why the buyback, why the special dividend? Is that the best way to use some of your cash on hand?
Well, it's one way to use our cash on hand. We have a robust capital plan, and a portion of that we felt with these record earnings is just a great opportunity for us to directly and immediately return some of that value to our shareholders. Of course, the stock buyback has a much different purpose. It's more of a recognition of the board noting and believing in the future of the company. We also outlined some strategic objectives and opportunities for the future and how we're investing, and that's inclusive of continued and acceleration of our digital transformation, as well as the evolution of our retail footprint and the way we go to market and continue to push into the more robust approach to omnichannel. I know that people don't always recognize the Build-A-Bear as an online retailer, but as with many, through the COVID experience, we really did lean heavily into e-commerce. Mm-hmm. We had already been on that road from a strategic perspective for a number of years.
How much of your business is e-commerce versus store? Because going to the store is such an experience. I know it was something that my daughter loved to do.
Well, you know, but Build-A-Bear's now, which is important to understand, Build-A-Bear's now multi-generational.
Yeah.
So we're coming up on our 25th year. Don't let that make you feel old. We've just been around for a while, and that's okay, because not only do parents now want to take their kids, they actually want to experience Build-A-Bear again. And some of that is our collectibles product like Pokemon or Harry Potter, and they go online. So our business just a few years ago was more in the 4-5% range of total sales, and now it's up to 20%.
Yeah.
And what's the goal? How high do you want to get that?
Well, we're really, the key is to grow total revenue. And because e-commerce for us is on par from a profitability perspective to the rest of our revenue in stores, we just want to be there the way guests want to interact with us. If they want to go online and purchase, they can do that. If they'd like to come in store and have that very special retailtainment experience that we're famous for, they can do that too. And it's really servicing different needs for different types of gifts.
Right.
Clearly, if you're a gift giver, you might want to go online because we'll send it directly to the end recipient.
Hey, got to ask you, which we ask every leader of an institution or organization or company, supply chain issues. How rough is it for you guys?
Yeah, you know, we, like so many toy industry people, we do source from Southeast Asia, and it has been a challenge. And we're juggling containers and products and reprioritizing on a regular basis. We did make a special note, though, in the call this morning that we believe we have a robust or a really strong inventory position for the remainder of the holiday season. We feel like that we have done our projections appropriately, and really importantly, particularly for that special experience and memory that people want to make in our stores, we actually have enough bear builders, which would be our sales associates, to make sure, to the best of our ability, that everybody has that great Build-A-Bear moment.
So not worried about the holiday season?
Right. Was that a no? no problems?
We're always worried about the holiday season.
Okay.
It's our biggest season. It's the biggest month of our biggest quarter. But we feel as good as we can about what we've done. The team has been really strong in planning. We were way out ahead of this. We ordered a lot of product early on. We pulled forward our Christmas orders. And we're actually in an increased inventory position versus last year, same time.
All right, Sharon, very briefly, raised wages for these sales associates. How much trouble are you having getting labor? 10 seconds, actually.
10 seconds. Well, that was my point. We actually have been able to hold on to our labor force. We don't have as much churn as a lot of other people, and it's probably because it's fun to work at Build-A-Bear.
Is there a Build-A-Bear movie coming real quickly?
We have all kinds of movies, but that's going to take another interview, apparently.
You're going to have to come back.
Yeah, I know please do.
Build-A-Bear Entertainment, you guys are creating content, so I want to talk a little bit more about that. Do come back. Have a good and safe holiday season. We've been talking with Sharon Price-John. She's Build-A-Bear Workshops president and CEO. That stock, as we mentioned, up 407% this year. You're listening to Bloomberg. And yes, you heard it right.
The countdown has begun. This May, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg, held in conjunction with our official partners, the Qatar Ministry of Commerce and Industry and Media City Qatar, and premier sponsor QNB. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections and gain unique insights. Learn more at QatarEconomicForum.com.